In addition to running things at the Aronoff Center and Music Hall, the Cincinnati Arts Association always brings us a great season of varied entertainment. And joining me in the studio to talk about the 2016-17 CAA season is Van Ackerman, Director of Marketing and Public Relations. Welcome, Van.
Thank you, Jim. Good to see you again.
As usual, the CAA has put together a wonderful package of a variety of different things. Some oldies, some goodies, some family-friendly, things that are returning but with a little bit of a twist. Let's go ahead and get started into the season with the first presentation, December the 9th's Ghosts of War.
Yes, Ghosts of War, the true story of a 19-year-old GI. Ghosts of War is based on a memoir written by Ryan Smithson, and it was adapted for the stage by the Griffin Theater Company out of Chicago. They've been around for about 25 years, and they do shows for adults and for children, and they tour their youth shows around the country. This show is really for teenagers and families, and it is what it sounds like. It's about Ryan Smithson, a real person, who saw the towers come down in New York at the age of 16. And at that moment, he said, "I'm going to serve our country," which he did. He went to war, served in Iraq. And this show really recounts his experiences there as a machine operator, his experiences with soldiers and friends of his experiences with the people in Iraq and how it affected him. And also when he came home and the PTSD he had, which he healed through writing. And this memoir and this show came out of that. So it's a great chance to experience firsthand from one young man what war is really like and how it affects us all. But beyond that, it's also a very inspirational story about how we serve our country and about patriotism and about that side of war too, which we sometimes don't talk about enough.
Listeners may remember Griffin Theater Company from last year's presentation of Letters Home.
That's correct. Yes, they were here last year doing a similar thing around the same time. And last year, out of this grew a wonderful event that we did where we had Christmas cards in the lobby. So it was a Christmas card signing effort. We also had White Christmas here last year. So it was during that show and this show. And we sent about 3,000 Christmas cards to our troops overseas, which was so well received. So this is really an important show, I think, for a variety of reasons. It's also part of our education programming. So we actually take the actor playing Ryan out to schools and they workshop with the students doing theater workshopping, but also workshopping about history and about war itself. So beyond the show that night, it has a life outside of here that's affecting a lot of our young people, which is wonderful.
Next, we move into the new year. And the first show in February actually is something that people who grew up with Mr. Rogers, like myself, are able to take grandchildren and children to. And that's Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Exactly. When Fred Rogers, and didn't we all love Fred Rogers and his neighborhood in those days? When he died in 2006, the company that produced his show, after they were done with Blue's Clues that they also produced, said, "What do we do next?" And this grew out of that. And Daniel Tiger, as people may know, was a character in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And this is really about Daniel Tiger and all of his friends, both human and children and animal, and the red trolley that takes them all around. And it's an animated show. What you'll see at the Aronoff Center is not animated. It's a live version of what you see on TV. So all our CET viewers, I'm hopefully like this show. The show is designed for preschoolers, and it really teaches social skills and emotional skills for those kids in terms of what their lives are like and what they will be like in preschool. It's very musical, so a lot of it's done through song. I hear the stage show is just a lot of fun, and the children who come just love it. I think their parents probably love it just as much because they watch the kids actually become part of it. It's a little bit interactive, but you'll basically see on stage what you see on the PBS Kids TV show.
The great thing about the show is while it brings some new characters into the programming, it also has a lot of the characters from the original Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Yes. Most of them are from that TV show and what grew out of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So it'll be very recognizable. And the Neighborhood of Make-Believe is a wonderful place and it's very colorful. But there is still a lot to learn there. And so they deal with emotions like sadness and joy and all of those things that we all have to learn growing up. It's actually based on the curriculum Fred Rogers actually created and taught, but also includes some of the new advances in childhood development. So it's really current and up to date in terms of teaching our children about a lot of wonderful life skills.
Now, on the 19th of February, the very next day, we are bringing back CODO, with a new show called
The Don.
The Don.
Yes. Kodo, for those who don't know Kodo, is the leading taiko drum group out of Japan. And they truly are out of Japan. They tour about every 3 or 4 years across the United States. They're touring the globe all the time. But they're based on Sato Island in Japan. That's where they do all of their training and all of their work. And it's an amazing show that's been here 3 times before. And it's not just a show about drumming. Because, you know, how am I going to sit through 2 hours of people drumming? One, the drums are truly amazing. And they go from very, very small drums to very, very large drums. The largest drum is the Odaiko drum, which is 900 pounds. So to hear someone strike that drum is amazing. Kodo actually has 2 different meanings. It means heartbeat, and it also means children of the drum. So to those who are doing this work, the sound of the taiko drum is like the sound of the heartbeat inside the mother's womb as we're growing up. And because of that, they have a philosophy of playing like children and really creating that kind of environment. But beyond that, it's also amazingly athletic to watch these muscular men beat these drums. It's very choreographed in a way, so it's almost like dance in terms of how it's staged. And it's also very spiritual. So I think that kind of sound takes you into a soul place that few other musical disciplines can do. They have been touring for 35 years. This is their 35th anniversary tour. And other Kodo shows have included women who also play various Japanese instruments during the event. The Don means basically men drumming. So this is really the young men in the troupe who are there doing the taiko drumming and also playing other percussion instruments. But it's really a very pure show this time about the drums and about the men who play them.
Now, April 17th sees the return of one of the most popular shows the CAA has the honor of bringing almost annually, and that's Rain.
Yes, almost annually, at least every 2 years. This show has set a record for us. It's the most times we presented a singular show in our history. This is the 7th engagement of Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. And who doesn't like the Beatles? One thing I love about this show, looking out at the audience, is there are children in the audience as young as 3, and there are older people in the audience as old as 93. And they're all loving the show because everybody loves the Beatles. Many people may have seen this show already, but if you come back and see it again, you will not see the same show. It continues to grow and evolve. So the physical production looks different. There's new technology in terms of the video that's part of the show. There are new songs that are being added, so you'll hear a different song set. And one thing I love about the show is it follows the Beatles through 5 sets. So it follows them throughout their entire 10-year career together. And it's all live. And you'll hear things being done live that the Beatles never did live, because at a certain point, they stopped touring and they stopped appearing live. So it's wonderful to see these musician actors play the Beatles in great detail, including accents and costumes. But the best part is they are note for note perfect in terms of what the Beatles sound like. Once again, if you love the Beatles, there's no better night at the theater than coming out to see Rain.
That brings us to May. On May 19th, an evening that most of the WVXU listeners are probably going to be looking forward to, that is An Evening with Garrison Keillor. Now, I refuse to say former host of Prairie Home Companion. I'm going to refer to him as Host Emeritus.
Host Emeritus, I like that. That's very good.
So this is a very exciting evening.
It really is. And you know what? He'll never lose his Prairie Home Companion brand. But this is not about Prairie Home Companion. This is about just spending a night with Garrison Keillor. It's Garrison, it's a stool, and it's a glass of water. And it's him telling wonderful stories. And as we know, no one does it better than he does. I'm sure he'll reminisce about the radio show. He'll reminisce about life in the Midwest and Lake Wobegon. Who knows what he'll talk about, because this man has just a wealth of knowledge and an amazing career that included other radio shows, multiple books. And he has that certain style and that certain way of telling a story that really no one has. And I think it's going to be a really, really intimate evening with him without all of the trappings that Prairie Home Companion had. And it's going to be like sitting in his living room and just chatting with him, and what fun that will be.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Van Ackerman of the Cincinnati Arts Association. Thank you so much for joining us, Van.
Thanks, Jim. It's always fun.
For more information on the Cincinnati Arts Association's 2016-2017 season and a link to the Cincinnati Arts Association website, the official website for ticketing, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
Doing the garden, digging the weeds, who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp,
shall scrimp
and save. Postcard, drop me a line stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me